We greet also this morning all brothers and sisters who have come and all those who are joining us online worldwide. In the name of our Lord, and we wish that the Lord may bless us just as he has done it last night. We are grateful for the Lord's Supper. We are grateful for the words which he spoke to us. As we heard last night, also we are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for whom who believes. It is the salvation. To us, the word brought salvation. We are grateful to God for every word of the Scripture, that he has granted us grace to believe as the Scripture has said. Let us also sing together two songs this morning. The first one, number 33, song 33, When We Walk With The Lord, 33. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. In the light of his word, what a glory he sheds in our way. While we do his worship, he abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy than Jesus, and to trust. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet. All we walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Do you want peace in the soul? You have to trust and obey. Praise and thanks. This we are doing with all our hearts. Let us also sing together Song 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. 35. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for this grace which has found us all. This grace we are glorifying with all our hearts. Is it also not written in Ephesians chapter 2, By grace, we were saved. Because of our faith. Not from ourselves. It's the gift of God. Praise and thanks. Are we grateful to God for this gift? I read as a word before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. A word from 1 John chapter 5, from verse 19. For me, wonderful words which are written here. 1 John chapter 5, from verse 19. And we know that we are of God. Praise and thanks. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Eternal life. Praise and thanks. Didn't the Lord say in the Gospel of John, in the high priestly prayer, in chapter 17, verse 3, he said, therein is eternal life. Therein is eternal life. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Praise and thanks. What do we want more? For me, the Godhead is the central point of the gospel. For you also, God has granted us so much grace. We know that the Son of God has come, given us an understanding by revelation. Are we not grateful? Also this morning, may the Lord bless us together. Let us stand up for prayer. Please, Brother Schmidt. Great God, you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus our Lord at that time. One came to you and he said, we know, my God, we thank you that you have granted us grace and that you revealed unto us to know who you are. You are the living and only true God. I thank you for the grace and faithfulness that you have given us the grace to know and to give us this understanding, not from ourselves, but you revealed it to us. We thank you. We ask you also for this day now, for this hour in which we are gathered at this place by grace. And it's only grace that we can come together in peace and silence. Please give us grace that we praise you and honor you. But not only we, but also all those who are joining us online, worldwide. Great God, bless each one of us and give us grace. As we experienced it also last night, you spoke with us. You spoke to me. I thank you. Please be also merciful to us this morning. I ask you also that you will bring us the word through him whom you called and commissioned and sent to give out the food. Help us so that we praise you. Please bless worldwide, Lord. Speak to the people, those who don't know you yet. Reveal yourself, O God, and let us praise you together. Once again, we pray that you will anoint the lips who will speak. We want to hear. Amen. You may be seated. Also this morning, brothers and sisters, the greetings now, which are joined with us, they greet us, especially Brother Lotika from Australia, and from Turkey, our Brother Joseph, from Poland, Brother Arush, from Hungary, Brother Lajos, and from the Czech Republic, Brother Tomasz and Joschka. From France, the brethren Kalala and Eric, from Italy, greetings from Brother Michea and Sister Anna Paula, likewise from Brother Nicola, and here from our country, especially from the south, Brother Andreas Menard is greeting us. Then the greetings from South Africa, from the family Yasilva, from Brother Brian, Brother Kitenge, Brother Zulu, Brother Lupondo, Brother Alec Tabo, and Brother Motika from the Congo, greetings from the brethren Julian, Kanyembo, Alberto, Bola, Chabral, Felix, Kande, Elise, Bernard, Thierry, Solomon, and Calan. From the Ivory Coast, the greetings are coming from Brother Joachim, Brother Leon, Brother Jacques, Brother Kapu, Brother Richer, and the church from Gagnoa. And finally, from the several countries from Africa, from Uganda, from the refugee camp, special greetings from Brother Didier, Brother Elijah, Brother Burkina, Brother Sami, and Sister Johanna, from Burundi, the family Bernard, Brother Martin, and Brother Inonida, from Rwanda, our Brother Chauffeur, then general greetings from Mozambique, from Cameroon, Brother Amos, Brother Marcel, from Madagascar, Brother Faniri, Adrian and Claude, from Kenya, Brother Nyagi, from Zimbabwe, Brother Bob, from Zambia, Brother Paul, from Morocco, Brother Lutris, and finally, from Mali, our Brother Baba. May the Lord bless the brothers and sisters there. There's a war at the time. May we remember them in prayer. Let us sing a chorus, page 40. Chorus number 3, page 40. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Number 3. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Und noch Nummer
Number 20. And then Brother Frank will speak to us. 20. In the sweet by and by.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen. Amen. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 2 and chapter 3, we have the seven church age messages to the seven local churches. And at the end, the same text is always written. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. In the last promise, it says, he that overcometh will sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and am set down with my Father on his throne. Just very, very mighty what God has purposed in his plan of salvation with us, so that we throughout all eternity can be with him. We have heard all the greetings. Yesterday it were about 53 greetings. Today about 43 greetings. We are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts for all brothers worldwide who participate in the true proclamation, who truly are only saying that what God has said in his word. Today, we would like to call some brothers who were not mentioned yesterday. I just would like to mention them now, which we don't know by name. May they then please come. We greet our brother Willy from London, and especially our beloved brother from Bratislava. May God bless our brother Miro. May God bless our brother Majar. May God bless all brothers. Also our beloved brother who came together with our brother Miskis, who is ministering in the Portuguese language, passing on the word. Perhaps I ask that Brother Krein translates our brother. If just a word of greeting, please, if you want to say something, please come now. Brother Oleg, come now. If you have a word of greeting, then all the other brothers from Rwanda, Burundi, and from all the African countries, from Nigeria, from Lagos, where are you, brother? God bless you. Yes, may the Lord bless all brothers in all peoples and tongues. Are the brothers here now? Does the brother want to say a few words? Where's our brother Oleg? Please, the time is running. If you have a few words to say, then come now. We are really grateful with all our hearts. We all know that the Lord blessed him. Just a few words.
Я хочу поблагодарить Господа нашего, хочу поприветствовать всех братьев и сестер именем Господа Иисуса Христа.
I would like to greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And would like to thank the Lord for this opportunity to be gathered here in His presence, to hear the words of eternal life. We are grateful to the Lord also for last night, for everything what He has done for us and in our lives. And I extend greetings now from our brothers and sisters in Portugal. Thank you very much. Our brother is especially blessed. He speaks perfectly Russian, perfectly Romanian, and now also in the Portuguese language. Just one word.
God bless you, brothers and sisters.
God segne euch, Brüder und Schwestern.
God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Moses Alu from Lagos, Nigeria.
Ich bin Bruder Moses Alu from Lagos in Nigeria.
And I'm part of the product of the ministry of Brother Frank.
Und ich bin Teil des Dienstes mit Bruder Frank.
I pastor one of the largest anti-message churches in Lagos, Nigeria.
Ich habe in Lagos eine der größten Gemeinden in der Endzeitbotschaft.
The Bride Assembly Church. The Bride Assembly Church.
Ja, es ist die Bezeichnung, die Brautgemeinde Jesu Christi.
I flew down just to be part of this meeting today.
Ich bin einfach geflogen kommen, um an dieser Versammlung teilzunehmen.
And I've been enjoying myself here.
Yes, und ich habe mich hier erfreut.
God bless all of you.
Gott segne.
We are traveling on the right path.
Jeden von euch. Wir sind auf dem richtigen Weg.
We continue, we will see in the rapture.
Und ich werde euch in der Entrückung wiedersehen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Danke. Gott segne euch. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Vor
36 years ago, great meetings I had there. Also 2 years ago. God has really opened doors in all peoples and tongues and blessed there. Do we have somebody else who would like to say something? Brother Tati, please come. Tell us a few words. God uses our brother who accompanied me in more than 30 countries. Is Brother Arben in our midst? Who translates?
Just one word, beloved brother. God bless you.
May God bless you richly. I come from the church in Ottawa. Our brother Francois. And all the saints in Ottawa. They told me to give you greetings in the name of the Lord. And Brother Calais and others. And also they asked me to greet you. Thanks to Brother Frank. Thanks to all the brothers.
The warm welcome that you gave me on Friday.
Oh yes,
he is thanking that we received him. He was not registered, but he is happy that we received him. God bless you.
We are so glad this morning.
Wir sind heute Morgen so froh.
To be gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dass wir im Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus versammelt sein können.
As our brother say at the introduction.
Wie unser Bruder an der in der Einleitung sagte,
that the overcomers shall inherit everything.
Dass die Überwinder alles erben werden.
But before this saying,
aber ehe das geschieht,
it is written,
und steht geschrieben,
whoever has an ear,
wer immer ein Ohr hat,
let him hear,
der möge hören,
what the Spirit say to the churches.
Was der Geist in Gemeinde
so to
sagt,
be overcomers,
um Überwinder zu sein,
we must hear
müssen wir hören,
the word of God,
das Wort Gottes,
revealed in the end time.
In der Endzeit.
May the Lord bless all of us worldwide
in der ganzen
this
Welt,
morning,
heute Morgen,
that all the church
das alte Gemeinde,
will be
glauben,
overcomers.
Dass sie wirklich
be
zu
blessed. Be blessed.
Seid gesegnet,
in the holy name.
In dem heiligen
the
Namen,
name who is above all names.
Der Name, über alle Namen,
the name of Jesus Christ.
Der Name Jesu Christus.
May the Lord bless Brother Frank.
Möge Gott Bruder Frank segnen.
Thank you.
Danke euch.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Danke im Namen Jesu Christi. Amen. Es würden sicherlich noch viele Brüder
like to come to share with us the word. Brother Tati came into the office this morning and he played to me what a brother experienced yesterday in the meeting. Into the presence
in der großen Gemeinde die kleinen Lücke.
They used still these liquor glasses in the big church. And the brother was overwhelmed on the spot. He was so convinced on the spot. The brother said, I clean up now. And from now on, we will have one bread and one cup. And not the many glasses anymore. It's just wonderful that God's word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what it was sent for. May it happen worldwide. And as the singers have sung, that at evening time there shall be light. And as we heard in the word of introduction, we know this is not an imagination, this is a divine fact. We know that we are of God and we have the task to only preach what God has said in His word. We cannot go here into all the details, but because Brother Branham used the term seven thunders time and again, he just wanted to say that on the 28th of February 1963, the supernatural cloud descended. And that at that time, before the cloud came down, there was such a storm that the tips of the trees were cut off. And then there were seven thunderclaps in the earthquake. And then suddenly it became bright and the supernatural cloud descended. And as Brother Branham said, he was taken up into this cloud and he stood in front of the seventh angel who spoke to him, return to Jeffersonville, for the seven seals will be opened. But here's the point. Not a single time, Brother Branham, in this connection, he said that the seven thunders are seven voices and that they said something seven times. Absolutely not. Not a single time. Not a single time, Brother Branham. That what happened on the 28th of February 1963, not a single time he connected it with the seven voices, which are written in Revelation chapter 10. When the angel of the covenant descends, putting his foot upon land and sea, and swearing by him who lives forever, that the time will be no more. And then the announcement, when the seventh angel sounds the trumpet, then the mystery of God should be finished. It's just so important to believe that what God said, and also what Brother Branham said, to not add anything to it, no own interpretation, not putting it into it. The Apostle John, he of course has written that no lie is of the truth. Truth is truth and remains truth throughout all eternity. And a lie are all the interpretations which are presented. Let us thank our Lord God that we can be humble and saying with all our hearts, we are of God. We believe with all our hearts God's holy revealed word. And also this I've said a couple of times. Together with Brother Green, we were driving to that place. I saw the chopped off treetops with my own eyes. I've seen it. I had part in that, what God did in the ministry of Brother Branham. Through the 40s and 50s, then of course came the 60s, and then came the announcement of the opening of the seals and everything what was preached then. Also this, brothers and sisters, with the term at evening time, whoever goes to Genesis, at evening time, the Lord came to have fellowship with Adam and with Eve. Abraham sacrificed his sacrifices at evening time. Moses, at evening time, he sacrificed between the two evenings, sunset and the setting in of the darkness. Now, God could use Brother Branham to preach loudly and clearly that at the end of the day of salvation, at evening time, before the midnight hour strikes, that it shall be light. And as the singers have sung, the same light which came forth at the beginning is the same light which shines at the evening. And we have returned to the original word and foundation. And as I write it in the circular letter, this is the document. Here is the full revelation of God. Every doctrine, everything what God ordained for the church, this we have here as a document, as a certificate, the Old and the New Testament. To our God be the honor, who has visited us so graciously. Brothers and sisters, who can grasp it that the Lord has spoken, that in our time, that what is written, that it became a divine reality. Let me read a couple of scriptures now. And may the Lord give grace that we all make our personal experiences of salvation with God. That with all of us, it comes to fulfillment. Those who were ready, they will enter into the marriage supper, and then the door will be closed. And then the foolish are coming and are knocking. I claim here before the Almighty God, based upon a divine commission, that all who now hear the last message and who believe God and who were coming out, who were separated and who were purified and cleansed, and that Satan has no right anymore to accuse them, because the blood is still on the mercy seat. We read now 1 Timothy, right in chapter 1. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. May God bless especially all our translators. Brother Etienne Genton. Say it. From Hamburg. God bless our brother. May God bless all the translators. And all who hear now the word today. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Not in one ministry. Not in a ministry. There are, of course, the five ministries which are listed in Ephesians, the fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. But here, it's a direct commission into his ministry according to his word. What he would say today must be said here today also. We have been put into his ministry, and we may pass on his holy and precious word. I had no idea of that, what God ordained and promised for this time at all. But when it pleased the Lord to open my eyes, to open my heart, to recognize what is happening in our time, I'm so grateful to our Lord God with all my heart, who counted me faithful, putting me into his ministry. Then we have the words of our Lord in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, and here it's verse 20, John chapter 13, verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him who sent me. Here we have the direct commission in the plan of salvation. And as it was emphasized this morning already by Brother Borg, the divine gospel is the power of God with them who believe what God prepared for us. The full redemption, receiving it, accepting it. And then God makes out of an old man, he makes a new man. He makes all things new by grace. And also this morning, it's our prayer that the proclamation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ, with everything what happened with us through the cross of Calvary, that the power of God by salvation, by healing, by deliverance is manifested by His grace. That the power, that what we preach becomes a divine reality with all of us by His grace. Then I have before me a very serious word from the prophet Zechariah. And we all know that right in the prophet Zechariah, he was that man of God whom the Lord could reveal. He saw the sevenfold lampstand. He saw that seven pipes were coming down from this bowl above the seven lampstands, that the oil was running down in the seven pipes. In the seven church ages, it was running down. He saw the two olive trees. He saw the two witnesses who will come on the scene in Jerusalem. He saw in the spirit, revealed by God, he saw the visions, what would take place when the plan of redemption would come into force. But here, we have a special example that the enemy accuses. And we all know, brothers and sisters, what takes place. The enemy will time and again accuse us. But we know the accuser of the brethren has no right to accuse, because our chastisement was laid upon the Lamb of God. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces, and by grace we have been set free as we would have never sinned at all. And here in the prophet Zechariah, in chapter 3, it's written in verse 7, Zechariah 3, verse 7, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my command, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. If thou carriest out my commission faithfully, and if thou wilt walk in my ways, then thou shalt be set over my house." And we all know we are the house of God. Moses was faithful in the house of God. And in Hebrews, we read, Jesus Christ is faithful in his house, and his house are we. But he has set in the various ministries. And here, it is important that we as the preachers, firstly, we have to walk in his ways. And as we heard last night, the faithful God, has not only delivered Israel out of bondage, but also he accompanied them in the pillar of fire, in the pillar of cloud. He was walking before them to show them and to illuminate them the way which they had to walk. This we already mentioned last night. Both happened in our time. The pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. Brothers and sisters, and the Lord will return in the supernatural cloud. And all of us, we will be taken up in the cloud. That's how it is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This will be a reality at the return of the Lord. Just think of it. And then it must be added here. Just believe it. That God has revealed himself in our time. Really? In a supernatural way. He descended. And in particular, when Brother Branham said in the prayer lines, he spoke to the people there, and the supernatural pillar of fire came down. And then in those in the prayer line, he spoke to the multitude. He said, now the supernatural light is above this and that person. God, in our time, he used his servant and prophet, sending him, who was bringing the word in his commission, showing the way of the Lord to his people, as it is written already of John the Baptist and his ministry, that he will prepare the way before the Lord. And we may say here, the Lord has given grace that the way of salvation, with everything what goes with it, in our time, this way was revealed and prepared. And by this we recognize that we have received and accepted the election. That what means nothing for the others. They just say, oh, leave me in peace with this Branham and with that, what he said. No. The Lord God ordained it that way. That's how it is written. I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And this is happening now. The heart of the children of God are turned back to that what the apostolic fathers have taught at the beginning. We were brought back, and all of us, we are made a God well-pleasing people, walking before the Lord in faith and in obedience. It just goes with it. And to the Lord be the thanks for it. So, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, carrying out my commission, as far as I know, we have done this throughout all these years. Not a single time we spread a doctrine which is not written in the Word of God, but in faithfulness we served the Lord God throughout all these years. But let us now come to that what touches me now, especially for all the newcomers, for all who go through trials. And this can be old and young in the same way. It can happen that all of us, we have to go through trials. And we ask ourselves, Lord, are you really with me? Do I have to stand all this? And then the enemy comes and accuses. Oh, why did this happen to you? Why? To this, let me read the precious word now. From Zechariah chapter 3, we read on. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him, to accuse him. Just think of it. There's a man of God on the earth, and he sees in the spirit what goes on, what's happening, and how the accuser of the brethren comes on the scene and accuses. Verse 2 now. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Here we have it. All of us, we were lost. The accuser of the brethren accused us. He could accuse us and judge us and sentence us. But we, as a brand, we were plucked out of the fire. And we are precious in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 3 now. Now Joshua was clothed. Was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Here, of course, is the point. With filthy garments in the presence of God. And then the accusation, then the sentencing, the judging. But then the justification. My question is, brothers and sisters, today we are in the presence of God. Are our garments washed in the blood of the Lamb? Or do we have filthy garments? Filthy thoughts. Filthy here and filthy there. And that the enemy could accuse us. Today it shall be an end to it. Today the blood of the Lamb shall speak for all of us. That we can say by faith, Satan, go! Because the Lord has taken us away the filthy garments, and he clothed us with raiment of salvation and holiness. Once again, verse 3. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And now it comes. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. Take away the filthy garments from him. Let us say today, beloved Lord, take us away the filthy garments from us, and give us a new garment, a new life, a new heart, a new spirit. And then it continues here, the instruction to put off the old one. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. Just believe it today. Also, you all who have still trouble, who have a fight, a battle, who don't have the certainty of faith yet, please take this word seriously. Receive it. Accept it as written. Tell him, I have taken away your guilt from you. Blessed and praised be our Lord for such examples from the Old Testament. A great and mighty lesson we have here. But not only your iniquity, but and I will clothe thee with change of raiment, clean raiments, praise and thanks, wedding garments. The filthy garment was put off, and another raiment, not just a raiment, a nice cloth, a wedding garment putting on. With our God is the grace and the forgiveness for all who accept it by faith. May the word of God become a power today for the inner renewing, that one also sees then outwardly, as written here, thy iniquity I have taken it away from you, and I have clothed thee with change of raiment, clean raiments. To this one can say, hallelujah. We will have the wedding garment on. And I said it before, brothers and sisters, I told you, when I saw the rapture and saw this white raiments with his bliss, with his no spot, nothing, just clean, clean, clean. And if one is put into the spirit by these things, then one knows where the Lord puts the emphasis on. If one sees something in the spirit, absolutely no spot, garments from top to bottom, clean, white, shining. And then we look at us, we look into the mirror, and we say, Lord, who are we? How was our life? We don't look back anymore how it was. Just believe that the guilt is taken away from you. Believe that we are clothed in raiments of salvation. and that we were ordained to live with him from eternity to eternity and to take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then it's written in verse 5, and I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head. Brothers and sisters, not only a raiment, but also the confirmation upon the head. Not the crown yet. The crowning comes still when we will be with the Lord. Then we will receive the crown. But here, the mitre, the turban, that the justification took place, the guilt was taken away from you, and you have the evidence, the proof, that you were pardoned by God. Yesterday, we mentioned briefly that we live in the end time, and the things which are happening now, they bear witness of it. Isaiah 30, verse 26, we mentioned it yesterday, that the sun shall shine sevenfold when the Lord makes the damage well again of his people Israel. Let me read the scripture to it from Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 16. Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 16.
Der Herr aber wird Judah als sein Erbteil auf
chapter 2, verse 12. Zechariah 2, verse 12. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion, in the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. A very mighty word. For the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the holy land, on his holy ground. Not in New York, not somewhere, but on the soil, in the land of promise. How often we emphasized it here, and may it really fall into every heart here. God can only bless there where his promises are believed and received. Firstly, the promise, then the faith, and then that what God promised coming to fulfillment. And that's how the Lord promised that the scattered from Israel, they were scattered into all the world, and then they will return into the land of promise. For the two prophets will come on the scene in Jerusalem. And then Hosea now. Hosea chapter 9. Hosea chapter 9 verse 10. Hosea 9 verse 10. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits in the fig tree. Her first time. We don't want to go into detail. God with the church, and God has a plan with Israel. He has a plan with both, which he carries out. Now the word from Joel, chapter 4, verse Joel, chapter 3, from verse 2. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel. My heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and divided up my land, parted my land. God really took care for everything. In advance, he could foretell everything what would take place. And it's happening in our time. Also in Luke 21, in Matthew 24, the Lord has said that in the end time there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and the stars. And as already mentioned, it will take place, and everything goes to it now, that the sun will shine sevenfold. One can, they can do all kinds of things here on earth, what people can do. No, there will be no solution for this. What is written in the Word, this will take place. But here is the point, brothers and sisters, when the sun shines so bright as on 7 days, on one day, sevenfold, when this will reach the climax, this is then the moment where the sixth seal comes to fulfillment. Sun shall lose its shine, shall not shine anymore, and the moon will turn into blood. But this is not today our subject, but it just belongs also to the proclamation, brothers and sisters, that all over the world, that they might know that we believe every word of God, whether it concerns Israel, whether it concerns the nations, whatever. We believe every word of God. The main thing in this meeting is that all experience the purification, the full redemption by faith, the full deliverance, experiencing it, and especially all who would like to be baptized. Believe with all your heart that the redemption took place, and that they have to call upon the name of the Lord, experiencing the forgiveness by faith, accepting it personally, and knowing my Redeemer died for me. He took away my sin. He took away my guilt. He died for me. It happened for me personally. We must accept it by faith, personally experiencing it. And as we mentioned last night, all who are not yet baptized biblically, please make use of this opportunity. Consecrate your life to the Lord. Put off the filthy garments. And let us say it honestly now. It is written that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then that we take a bath in the Word. That doctrinally, that we have been set free from all spots, from all traditions, from all false teachings. In the Church of the Living God, there is not a single false teaching. The Church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. The Church is the revelation ground of God here on this earth. The Church is His body through which the Lord is at work. And should there be some amongst us whom Satan wants to accuse still, resist him and say, tell him, the blood is still on the mercy seat. This is the mighty thing, brothers and sisters, that we are still living in the time of grace. What is with all those who teach that the Lord has returned 1963, leaving the mercy seat, that he descends, that he descended and so forth, to claim the redeemed? He of course claims the redemption since 2,000 years. And the gospel, the word, was of course preached in all these ages. And now we have reached the last church age and we have heard the last message. And one has to say it every time anew. It's a divine commission. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Everything was revealed. Godhead, water baptism, all Bible subjects, all doctrines were preached and revealed crystal clear. And all of us, we understood. When I think about it, out of gratefulness, we may say here, we are coming together as the people of God to hear God's word, to believe it, and to become doers of the word. And as at the beginning, as at the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, it was said, repent, repent. Be sorrowful for everything what you did. Repent and be converted and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. The forgiveness happened through the blood of the Lamb. By water baptism, we confirm that we received and accepted the forgiveness by His grace. And so we thank the Lord that also the scriptures which speak of baptism, that we receive and accept them by faith, believing them, and that we know that what the Lord said at that time, what was preached at the beginning, this is now also being preached at the end. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us say it once again. To confirm the experienced forgiveness. When we believe, then we receive and accept the Lord, and we confirm it by being baptized. Everywhere, in all in the book of Acts, whether it was several people, whether it were 3,000 people in Jerusalem, always the conversion belonged together. Conversion and water baptism and spirit baptism belonged together. And we are all waiting for the outpouring of the latter rain. We are all waiting for it, that God revives again, refreshes. That's what we said. In the water baptism, we confirm that we received and accepted our Lord. And in the spirit baptism, The Lord God confirms that he received us. We received him by faith, and we are baptized in water, and he accepted and received us, forgiving us everything. And then the confirmation. But also here, brothers and sisters, there are teachings which need to be corrected. Some say before the Spirit baptism, one cannot confess Jesus as the Lord. Beloved, leave everything what brings strife and arguments, just leave it behind. Left and right, leave it. Because already the new birth happens by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will revive the seed of the Word. And we received and accepted the Word. And the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Yes, even the conversion. When the Holy Spirit has come, then he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness and of judgment. Actually, from the very beginning, it is the Holy Spirit who is at work in us. And then are coming all the various experiences. And we all know the Lord will fulfill his word. He will send the latter and the former rain together, sowing and harvest. Because we will really harvest what we have sown in this time. Let us summarize of what it is all about today, namely about that the Lord has finished the work of redemption completely, that the blood is still on the mercy seat, and that we can come, yes, even in the great tribulation, the blood will still be on the mercy seat, because all who go through the great tribulation, of them it is written, and they have washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Revelation chapter 7. Let us thank the Lord God that we are still living in the time of grace. And may also this correction, all those who refer to the message, may this correction be done by all, that they leave everything behind and let count only that what is written. And may all whom the accuser of the brethren still accuses, who, and one would ask oneself, how is it with you? Why does this happen to you? Why you have to go through that? Why? You all know what then happens. Our Lord, when he took our place here on earth, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? If somebody uses the term why, then it's already a sign that the enemy is in the play, and that he sowed doubts and fears, and that he wants to accuse. No, not why, but that's why. Therefore, the Lord promised to be with us all the days, even until the end of the world. And recently, we read here the word from Hebrews chapter 11. The men of God, they went through so many trials. Some were stoned. Others were sown in two pieces. And I was asking myself the question, how often you were stoned, and how often were you sown in two? How often were you slandered. But thanks be to the Lord. Let us go back to this precious word. The filthy, the dirty garment was taken off from us. A wedding garment, a rich garment was laid upon us. And the mitre was laid, put upon us, upon our heads. Receive it today by faith. Accept it and say, Beloved Lord, take off my filthy garment, my thoughts, everything what is filthy, take it from me, O Lord. Give me your mind. Give me the new, white, clean garment of righteousness. Not our righteousness, but the righteousness of the Lord. Once again, the word addressed to all who would like to be baptized. Receive by faith. Accept. He who has repented, he who received and accepted the forgiveness, he may make a covenant of a good conscience with God. And we all know, according to Romans chapter 6, the baptism is like a burial, being buried with Christ into his death. And if one is taken out of the water, then so sure we rose unto a new life by the grace of God. The old man was buried. The old filthy garment was put off. It was buried. And by water baptism into his death, we were buried with Christ into his death. And by the power of his resurrection, we rose unto a new life. And the garment of salvation was put upon us. We are still in the day of salvation and in the time of grace. May the Lord God worldwide, may He bless. And I say it once again, brothers and sisters, yesterday I was thinking we are gathered from 23 nations. We are from 28 nations. More than 1,000 people are gathered here. Some in this building and the others, more than 400 in the dining hall downstairs. And we thank the Lord God that we have the possibility to come together in such a way, and that the whole world knows we are not preaching to empty seats, but to the called out ones, those who were chosen by God from before the foundation of the world to hear this last message, to believe it with all their hearts, and to accept everything. Now just the question, do you believe that our Lord and Savior has commissioned Brother Branham on the 11th of June 1933 in a supernatural way, commissioning him to bring the last message? Just say amen. Do you all believe that the last message after his going home has reached into all the world? Of the 193 countries which are summarized in the world community, we are taking care of 173 countries. And the rest is looked after of the neighboring countries. One can say by the Lord, before the Lord God, one can say, the full gospel, the full word was preached unto all nations for a witness. It was preached. And our Lord said, then the end shall come. And we thank the Lord God also for all the technique, for all the talents, for all the translators, for all the languages. We thank the Lord God. Sometimes I feel a bit pain. All you who don't speak the German language, if you have to hear the songs in the German language, but now it's just like that. And it's of course translated. And you have full part in everything what is going on here. Thanks be to our God. Do you believe that the return of the Lord is near? Do you believe that this is the day today which God has ordained, that no one has to leave this building unsaved, that no one has to leave this building with filthy garments, with filthy thoughts, with a filthy heart, but that today the power of God is manifested, and that in the certainty of faith we can say here, all who are of a pure heart, they shall see God. Today we ask God for a pure heart, and the accuser of the brethren has to go. The blood of the Lamb speaks for us. The letter of requirement is torn into pieces. To our Lord be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps the two sisters are coming and are singing us a song. And Brother Jean-Claude can also join right after them. And while the sisters are singing, you can already come to the front so that we redeem the time. Please receive everything what was said here today. Receive it from the hand of the Lord. It was preached by His commission. And as we heard in the word of introduction, we know that we are of God. We know that God fulfilled His promise in our time and that He has sent His prophet. We know it. We know it. It's a blessed assurance based upon the holy word of God. To our Lord be the glory. Hallelujah.
Wer gleich Blut droht die Sünde, soll sie werden
even your sin is red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. Even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become white as snow.
Und was so rot wie Scharlach soll wie Wolle sein.
It shall become whiter than the wool.
Rot die Sünde, wer gleich Blut rot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee.
Even your sins would be as scarlet, so white as snow. Red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Hört die Stimme, die laut,
hear the voice which invites you. Be converted.
Hört die Stimme, die laut,
hear the voice which invites you. Be converted to God.
Denn er ist voller Bar.
For He is full of mercy.
Deine Treu ist groß.
His faithfulness is great.
Hear
the voice. Hear the voice which invites you. Repent. Be converted. Repent. Be converted.
vergibt Übertretungen.
He forgives trespasses. He does not remember sin anymore.
Er vergibt Übertretungen.
He forgives trespasses
and
does not remember sin anymore.
Kommet zu ihm.
Come to him.
Come,
ye who labor and are heavy laden. With him there is rest. He forgives trespasses. He forgives trespasses. And does not remember the sin anymore.
Und gedenkt der Sünden nicht.
Amen.
Amen. He forgives trespasses and does not remember sin anymore. Now we are hearing, as so often, the French song. I think we all can tune in already. It's about, in this song, it's about the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May God bless you. Amen. Amen. We remain in silent prayer by faith. We're looking up to the throne of grace. Let me once again emphasize the word which we heard today, especially that the accuser of the brethren causes and sowing doubts to the believers, that today we have the faith in the finished work of redemption, anew. Let it become new in you, and that we know our Lord and Savior is the high priest who entered with his holy blood, the Holy of Holies. And we all know, as the last one, the accuser of the brethren, according to Revelation 12, he will be cast down when the male child, the overcomers, will be taken up. He still accuses, he still tempts. Reject him, resist him. The filthy garments, the filthy thoughts, leave it here today. Leave it. And make the Lord make all things new with us and in us. Firstly, we pray now that the heard word becomes true in all of us, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ becomes the power of God, that in our lives it is manifested what is preached by the gospel, namely the full redemption, the full victory which our Lord has given to us by his grace. And then we will pray for all them, for all those who would like to be baptized. Now, let us pray together. Lord Almighty God, in your commission, in your name, we have preached and heard your word. We have passed it on. Confirm your word, that it does not return void unto you, but that it accomplishes the full redemption, the perfect deliverance, the perfect forgiveness, the perfect healing. Grant it today, that all things become new. All things new. You made a new covenant. We thank you for it. You have shed your blood. It is a reality. The redemption is a reality. Forgiveness is a reality. We thank you. The message is a reality. All the promises are reality. We thank you. We thank you that we recognized time and the hour. We thank you that we found grace in your sight. May the blessing of the Almighty God come upon all worldwide. Worldwide, Lord. That all are touched by your grace. Bless especially all the ministering brethren in all the languages, in all the peoples. Give your people the full deliverance and the perfect sanctification by grace. To you, the living God, be the glory and the praise. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sag jetzt für unser geliebter Bruder Kasimir.
Say now, as our beloved brother Kasimir from Poland, he always says, I receive it. Say it. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
I receive it and I thank the Lord for it.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Let us sing the chorus, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. And in this time, may all come to the front now who would like to be baptized. We will then pray together with you. Please, make use of this opportunity. Let there be no argument in you. Let there be no doubts in you. But today, if you hear his voice, believe and obey and be baptized, because thus it is written, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing, Thou art worthy. Please come now all to the front. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. To receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship. This we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Your truth is marching on. You have come because you believe with all your heart that the redemption took place for you. You receive it and accept it, and you are ready to make a covenant of a good conscience with God, the covenant which he made with us when he said, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant which is shed for many. You are part of the many now for whom the blood was shed. And you receive it and accept it. This is not a doctrine of some church, but this is the Bible doctrine of the days of the Book of Acts. This is the founding document of the New Testament church, as it was at the beginning in the first sermon, so it is now at the end in the last sermon. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Today we will ask Brother Florin that he comes to pray with us. And who of the brothers who have visited us was not yet here in the front and would like to thank the Lord? And in the meantime, where the brothers are coming to thank, we once again address a word to all brothers who are also preaching the word. Also this morning, we had many phone calls of brothers who phoned from all over the world. They were overwhelmed of what God is doing right now. Also our prayer is that all brothers in all peoples and tongues preach the same doctrine, the same revelation, so that the unity in the Spirit is established in the church, and so that the full blessing of God can be manifested. Now, before I pray for you, may the brothers just thank the Lord now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for this day, for your grace, for the word of liberation, for the word of salvation. We proclaim today the victory of Calvary, and we believe that all our sins were forgiven on the cross of Calvary. Satan is a liar. You are the victor of Calvary, and today we believe that you died for us. You have given your life for us, and by your stripes we were healed already. Beloved Lord, we pray now for all who would like to be baptized today. They are convinced consciously that their sins were forgiven on the cross of Calvary, and today they are set free. Bless them on their way and keep them believing, Lord. We thank you for last night. We thank you for today and for everything what you will still do for us. Blessed and praised, and the glory be to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is somebody else who would like to come? Lord our God, I would like to thank you for the grace, for that what you have done today. You have done it today for us. And this is our day. This is our part. That we, as Paul has said, he had a divine mandate. A man who was chosen by you to carry the word. And we thank you that we may see it. And as Paul has said, that the ministry is for the encouragement of the church. Thank you for your word now. Thank you for the truth. And thank you that you have given us rich garments. You have put off the old filthy garments, and you have clothed us with garments of salvation. I'm happy today, Lord. And we thank you all for this morning, because that what happened on the cross of Calvary, you restored it to us. You justified us. And we thank you today for it. You have given us the word of life. You just have given us the grace. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be with us. Bless all who are present here, and may your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. now addressed to you. We rejoice together with you. With all our hearts we rejoice. Please receive it. Especially for you. Accept it personally. May this day be a very special day in your life, on which you can look back, and when the enemy wants to do something to you, wants to harm you, then you can look back to that day on which God did great things for you. In the presence of God, I am convinced. For instance, if you read a word that the filthy garment was taken away from the man of God in the presence of God, and he was given a clean garment, and a mitre was put upon his head, then I believe that what we are preaching from the Word, this we may believe with all our hearts, and we may experience it also. And I'm convinced this day will for all of us, it will go into the history of the plan of salvation for all of us. On this day, God has done great things for all of us. I wished that I could sing the chorus, Lord, you have done great things here for us. I rejoice. So you are decided. You have consecrated your life to the Lord. Also, you are a young man. Yes. You are already 12? Yes. Very good. Very good. Very nice. Lord Almighty God, bless all who would like to be baptized. Be with them. Crown them with mercy and with loving kindness. May they have died with you, the Redeemer, and may they rise together with you unto a new life. For you died, you were buried, and you rose on the third day. You conquered death and hell and the devil. You overcame it, and you cried out, I live, and ye shall live also. Beloved Lord, lay your blessing hands upon all those who would like to be baptized now, and be with them until they and all of us come from believing unto seeing. Be God dedicated for time and for all eternity. Amen. Now we ask our beloved brother Eric Schmidt that he comes and that he baptizes. And all of us, we give you all greetings now. Into all the nations, to Montreal, to Ottawa, into the USA, to Africa, brother Justin, and to Kigali, and to Rwanda, Burundi, into all the peoples and tongues, and from Australia, New Zealand, up into all the world, may all be blessed in the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. To him be the glory. Do you want to say a few words still? No. Please come here now. This is our beloved brother who will baptize you. You can now go with him through this door. And all of us, we're also coming there to witness the baptism. There's room for all. And together, we will watch the Hallelujah be praised.
Hallelujah, sei gepriesen. Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
lässt es.